Well, the U.S. State Department has approved a nearly $4 billion Patriot missile deal with Romania. The Defense Security Cooperation Agency said in a statement that the sale will boost the defensive capabilities of the Romanian military. Congress has 30 days to object to the deal, but it's not expected to do so as Romania is an important NATO partner. The agreement comes as the U.S. military deployed a Patriot battery in Lithuania as part of multinational NATO exercises in the country. Russia has expressed concerns over Romania's hosting of a U.S. missile shield, calling it a threat to Russian security. Well, founder of transnational.org, Mr. Jan Oberg, joins us from Lund. Sir, welcome to the program. Apart from the timing of the deal, the motives behind the deal is also quite debatable. Bucharest has stated that it's buying the Patriot missiles to boost its defense capabilities, but against whom?
Yeah, that's exactly the problem. As most well-informed people know, Russia's military expenditures are 8%. I said 8% of NATO's. It's one country against 29, or the conflict formation is like that. We were always told years ago during the first Cold War and other military and stability security theories that if there were balance between parties, that would promote peace. We've never had such a lack of balance as there is today. So arming more is this type of incrementalist, confrontational policies of NATO, which has left the, let's say, sphere of the rational and is now into, you know, psycho, irrational decision making. There is no reason to have these new Patriot missiles except one, which is sick by its basic philosophy, namely, it's part of the ballistic missile defense. The idea being that the West, led by the US, wants to have a capability to shoot down retaliatory missiles sent, let's say, in a battle situation from Russia towards the West. This lowers the threshold of war, including nuclear war, because it makes it more likely from the Western side's viewpoint to survive a secondary retaliatory strike. So this is very destabilizing, and it cannot possibly be seen as a positive thing by Russian eyes. And secondly, I think Romania, it's none of my business, but I think Romania, looking at the social situation, and the Romanians sitting all over Europe as beggars, also including in my town here in Lund, maybe Romania should spend its money on something human, social, rather than $4 billion on this absolutely counterproductive and stupid and immoral system.
Very briefly, sir, what kind of a response are you expecting to see from Russia?
I don't know, but I fear one thing I can tell you in the long run by the incrementalist idea, and that is that hardliners, militarists, nationalists in Russia will one day say Putin is too weak. He's going along with too much. And we will then sit one day and look back at the good, balanced, rational, experienced politician Putin and long back to those days where there was a dialogue when he was sitting with Westerners and where he was not threatening anybody. But you know what, there's going to be repercussions at some point if NATO continues its expansion of NATO and its confrontational policies, its stationing of clearly offensive weapons seen by the other side. This is not defensiveness. This is not a peace step. This is not for dialogue. This is not for peace.
Thank you very much, sir. Founder of transnational.org, Jan Oberg, joining us from Lund.